Politics is always intertwined in matters like this, certainly when dealing with Donald Trump. What about those who say current President Biden had classified documents? Even former Vice President Mike Pence had a few.
Well, the false equivalence between those cases continuing to happen. There are a number of criticisms of this prosecution saying, what about President Biden? What about his documents? This charging document does much more than allege that classified records were in places where they shouldn't have been. This charging document specifically alleges a cover-up, an obstruction, an attempt to mislead or fool investigators to keep records after they were sought from the federal authorities. I mean, in the case of the former vice president and the current president, their allies, their teams have said that as soon as the classified materials were brought to the attention, that they were out of place and brought to the attention of the former vice president and president, they were promptly returned. In this case, the prosecutors are arguing Donald Trump didn't promptly return the documents, in some cases, refused to return them at all.
There's the whole political angle to this. We haven't even had a chance to discuss, will Donald Trump end up spending all his time in courtrooms instead of on the campaign trail? Just one of many questions in that department.
And there are multiple trains going down different tracks, and they have to have the same passenger on them. There's a prosecution headed towards trial next spring in New York City for Donald Trump. There's now a prosecution, at least for now, on a trajectory towards a trial in West Palm Beach, Florida, involving Donald Trump. Who knows if Jack Smith brings a January 6th case right here in D.C. for Donald Trump. All of them on a pathway, at least towards trial, on separate tracks. And Donald Trump's got to be on board each one of those trains. And oh, by the way, he's running for high office and likely wants to travel America.